Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous episode, we spoke about a tradition that mentioned that the roots of greed were from a tree in the fire of hell that kind of dangled down or existing in this material realm. And the reason we mentioned that is to show that every act that we do has a result and has an impact on the other realms as well. And we mentioned the four realms according to the philosophers and the wise people of Islam and the Islamic scholars. And then in that hadith, we also mentioned the concept of generosity, and generosity being the opposite of greed. And this is the second part of that tradition that, alhamdulillah, we were able to find. That in that tradition where greed is mentioned as a tree who is in the fire, whose roots are in this world, and if a person attaches himself to those roots that are existent in this world, with the impact of that particular action here has the results in that particular place, the opposite is also true. For if a person is a generous person, or for example, if the person is sakhi, or practices sakhawa, generosity, then there is the same tree in paradise whose roots are in this world. If a person attaches it, that person will be taken to paradise. So the tradition is this, that again, Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha, quoting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says that, indeed I admonish you to be generous. For surely generosity is a tree in paradise, whose roots of that tree are existent within this material world, fid dunya. Now, this is a brief explanation. Dunya comes from a word which means low. So again, the lowest of the realms, the weakest of the realms is known as dunya. This is why this material realm is called dunya. It is the lowest. It is the weakest of the other realms. And there's reasons for this. We don't want to get into those reasons. So then the Holy Prophet continues that for that person who attaches himself to those roots, so these roots of generosity, again, what do we mean here? Like in greed, as we mentioned, is that the person is acting greedy. He doesn't give, wholeheartedly. He doesn't give at all, or he gives so many different conditions. Where here a person, when we say that he attaches himself to the roots of generosity, is open-handed. He gives with a smile. He doesn't worry. He gives knowing that, this is something coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person attaches himself to the roots of this tree by actually doing that action. So therefore, if a person attaches himself to these roots, from the roots of this tree, rather these roots will pull him up into paradise, or pull him rather to paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the previous hadith he mentioned, to not make us of those who are greedy, and act upon this tradition of make us of those who are generous and kind and open-handed, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.